At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
It's EV News briefly for Thursday, September 25th. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. We'll get you up to speed if you haven't got time for the full podcast. Here we go. Tesla's co-founder, Mark Tarpening, is involved in the next funding round of Tello Trucks. They're making a little teeny-weeny truck, but it'll still take a 5-foot kind of piece of plywood in the bed. It's about the same size as a Mini, and it's designed to be different to the big trucks that are on sale in the US right now. Another $20 million raised to get the closer to commercializing that idea. Electric and gas vehicles reach price parity in the US just as the federal tax credit is going. A lot of vehicles, like for like, model for model, are the same. But if you look at the average selling price, and this is an all-market survey, right, but done by J.D. Power, the average transaction price of an EV last month was $600 lower on average than combustion cars. That's not comparing, you know, like-for-like model that are on sale that have both got either a, you know, combustion or battery, which you probably should do, but this is looking at average market prices. EVs are cheaper. Hey, federal tax credit ends, though, in less than a week. Acura says nobody wants EVs, so we're stopping the ZDX with immediate effect. Wow. All 2026 model year units have now been cancelled. They say it's because of a change in the US and not hitting their own target. That's a shame. ZDX, really nice vehicle, by the way. New silicon anode factory opening in Washington by Sila can make up to 50,000 batteries worth of silicon anodes. The largest, and I think the first mass silicon anode facility outside of, or at least in the West, which is very important. August data in Europe was very good. JTO Dynamics showing that across the 28 European markets, the average BEV share, BEV, over 20% now of the entire car market. Some markets like here are 25%, and the big Germany's doing pretty well. Poland was up, Spain was up, Austria was up too. Ford are releasing BlueCruise 1.4. They say it's more than 8 times as much hands-off time with BlueCruise 1.4 for F-150 Lightning owners, especially if you're coming from BlueCruise 1, you'll notice a lot of differences. Electrify America finally rolling out their new hardware that has got all the plugs on that you need for every possible option. So, one piece of hardware will charge two cars at once, and then on either side of the charger, you've either got the CCS1 cable or you've got the J3400 cable, which is great. So, obviously, apart from Nissan Leaf drivers, whatever you turn up in, you haven't got to have an adapter. Kempower and EO Charging are deploying bus chargers. They've installed so far 342 electric bus chargers in mostly London and Scotland, actually, but also pantograph systems as well that charge buses at 500 kilowatts. Really important work they're doing there. The new IRS changes have put a bit of a spanner in the work for dealers. In the last few days, seeing reports online, dealers saying that they've been logging the sale of an EV, getting the federal tax credit money back at the point of sale, and the IRS now marking them as pending. And whereas before the money was arriving pretty quickly, it's not arriving at the moment, and it should do because, you know, small businesses, even medium and large businesses, as some dealership groups are still not a free bank for the federal government Come on, pay your bills. Audis, e-tron batteries, used ones are being used to support a big solar and wind generation site in Germany and using ex-e-tron batteries as a storage. Digital charging solutions. DCS say that attackers have gained access to customer data, mostly email addresses and some personal data. No financial information, though. That was through a third-party service provider. And how far would you walk to an EV charger? A new study from the UK says only 31% of people would walk more than 10 minutes if they needed to leave their EV on charge and then go home again if they haven't got off-road parking. That's not a very big number, is it? That's briefly.